welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. So we are going live this evening at 6 p.m. However, I did a broadcast, a very long broadcast yesterday. And I'm laughing at myself. I did this long broadcast yesterday because and the reason why I'm laughing at myself is because I'm always self-evaluating, right? And I recognized as I was unpacking in my episode yesterday, my very long episode yesterday, at the very end, something just poured out of me, right? And I used some profanity and, you know, I thought like that was just it, right? But it just got so much, like I thought it was it. Meaning I thought I released it, it was done, it was over it, right? So I'm laying here and I'm exploring options as far as, you know, what to do, you know? So of course my writing, my gifts, like all of that stuff, I'm doing it, you know? I'm here, I'm making content, I'm writing, I'm entering into different contests, I'm educating myself, like I am definitely moving forward. And I'm not trying to rush anything. At the same time of me moving forward, I think it's important for certain discussions to be had, you know, and for people to be held accountable. Because if you're going to try to hold me accountable for 23-year-old me, then I should be able to hold you accountable for what you did 100 years ago, right? I should be able to do that. And the fact of the matter is, here in America, as much as I try to, you know, wiggle away from the politics, you cannot be melanated here in America and really have intelligence and not do anything with that intelligence, okay? And when I say don't do anything, like you have to have discussions about the injustices that are going on, because sometimes people are not even aware that it's an injustice. Like they're so used to just doing things automatically and forming their biased opinion on someone that they just feel like, you know, it ain't no big deal. That's just nobody, you know, it's just one person. But it's like, wait a second. People are people, and in order for any corporation, any company, and I'm coming from the standpoint of a business owner, my business is not operating at the moment. However, I am creating and building and restructuring and educating myself, and I know that even with all of the sweat equity that I have put in, all of the sweat equity that I am applying moving forward, that the most important parts are not just what I have created. The most important parts are the people. The people that could come in that I train, the people that are serving my customers, the people are the best and the most valuable commodity of any business. And if businesses nowadays are looking to stay successful with all of the rapid changes that are happening in our atmosphere, in our nation, on our planet, they gotta adapt. They cannot continue with this dominant, oppressive, intimidating type of mode of operandi, because that ain't gonna work. They will literally crumble and fall apart no matter how large they are. Because we're talking about unseen forces here. We're talking about divinity. We're not talking about tangible. We're not talking about that stuff. Look at Colombia. Could you imagine such a prestigious college, I believe, and I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Columbia is an Ivy League. So you're telling me at an Ivy League, people of that would be considered to have higher IQs, to be of upper echelon, are contacting NYPD for peaceful protests? Really? That's what you're doing at Columbia? At Columbia University? So again, if you, whatever, however prestigious you are, whatever history you have, I don't care if you have been operating, because I believe Columbia may be a century old, maybe not. I don't care how long a company has been operating. If they are not willing to adapt to the changing times, to the progressive times, to realizing, and not even just realizing, participating in the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. If they are not willing to do that, and not do that just a little bit, not do that with who they feel comfortable with, because here's the thing, the innovators, the trailblazers are not here to make people feel comfortable. They're not. They're here to be a part of the change. They're here to make things better for us all. So therefore, you may not feel comfortable. You may feel like, oh, what the heck does she think she is? And you are looking at the value of a person based on what the heck is in their bank account, based on their family ties, where you don't even, you can't even go as deep as their, you know, you cannot even trace it. You cannot even trace it. Their family existed before this nation called America even existed. Okay, we're talking ancient of ancient. You cannot trace it. Perhaps if you are into occult sciences, you can go into the Akashic Records, and perhaps that is a way that you can get some accuracy of a person. But if you're looking for it on paper, if you're looking for it in a database that man has produced that you can tangibly hold in your hands, you ain't gonna find it. And that may give you the misconception that that individual, they're nobody. But everybody is somebody. If they are here, they are somebody. Because that breath that is coming through them is coming from divine sources. And those are forces that you may want to control, but you can't. You better work with them. That's my best advice to you. So I'm saying all of that because that is literally what is occurring through me right now. I did my morning, you know, prayers and all of that good stuff because my spirituality is my anchor, and I did not even think that I was going to be having this discussion today. So I'm online and I'm having a great time and I'm laughing and I'm giggling, and something's like, you worked very hard and you put in a lot of time to obtain the education and to pass these tests. And not only did you put in time, you invested the bit of savings that you had, the bit of savings that if you were being superficial, you would have said, fuck this shit. You know, my birthday coming up next month. I want to do something for my birthday. But I did not do that. Instead, I said, let me invest into my future. Let me invest into something that is going to allow me to provide better for myself, provide better for my family. Let me do that, you know? And that's what I did. And I was so impressed by the individual that was assisting me. And, you know, I mentioned that. I mentioned, like, I was really impressed. And I know they were trying their best. But I knew that they had conversations with other people. And other people were not only putting batteries in their bag, but other people were in positions above them on that particular roster. Not naturally. Naturally, hail to the no. Naturally, no. But in that arena, okay, yes, perhaps in that club, aka company, aka corporation, perhaps they have a higher title than them. you know, perhaps. And perhaps they put batteries and they're like, you know what? We can't accept what this person has given you. So, yeah, they're going to have to change that, you know? You absolutely going to accept it. And if you can't accept it, then you're not the place and space for me. And they're like, oh, we got rid of her. Good. And my spirit, I'm telling you, how I had to stop myself from going. And when I say circling, this might sound like a hood terminology, you know, but I'm gonna say it. I had to stop myself from circling the block. And you may think, well, what do you mean by circling the block? What do you mean? I don't mean driving around the block. I mean walking around that block and praying as I'm walking around the block, because I know who I am and enough is enough. And I can't help but be who I am. So I said, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm not going over there. I'm not going to circle that block, even though I still might motherfucking do it. I don't, if I touch, and I know I'm going to touch the island. I know I'm going to touch it because I have to touch it. I have to travel there to take care of other stuff. And I'm going to do it. I am. And there's nothing you can do about it because you need it. You need to evolve. You need the prayers. You need the grace. You need to enlighten yourself in all aspects if you want success of your corporation. Period. You don't just need us as pawns. You need us in authoritative positions to continue to carry your company and your corporation to the next level, to the new world. Because those services that you provide are still going to be needed, but you have to do it a different way. You have to do things different than what you're used to doing things. And you're going to have to trust those who know to be in those positions of authority, and you're still gonna eat. You're still gonna have fruits. You're still gonna live lavishly. I don't know this concept, and I know where they get it from because that's what I studied in college. I studied business in college, and I remember sitting in the classroom where they're like, the success of businesses is based on scarcity. And I was looking around like, what? What did I just say? Because I wasn't a young student. I was, you know, already well into my 30s and already well into my spiritual walk and already well knowing that we exist in an abundant universe. We live in an abundant world. And so why are you basing business practices off of scarcity? What are you doing? What? Huh? No, that's not right. No, you got the shit fucked up. This is why shit is falling apart. Hello? It would be beautiful for the transition from the old ways into the new ways to be as seamless as possible, people. So if this is the goal, and I believe this is the goal for us all, okay? We're not trying to displace anybody. We're trying to raise the vibration with the ethics, the vibrations, all of that. And I know you have people who you think are specialists because they have degrees, but there are some individuals that are more qualified to be that driving force for your corporation moving forward. And they may not have a college degree, but they have the applied knowledge in their lives, and they have the experience to really deal with diversity, okay? So, this podcast is about diversity. And I'm gonna go back and tell you how I got here. So, yesterday was kind of like me getting here. I didn't realize that I was getting here from yesterday. I do remember my outburst because I was passionate. And I know I was right. and it felt good to express myself without trying to be politically correct, you know, using professional terminologies. No, this is not about nothing but you motherfuckers. And I have to be clear, because I'm not talking about the person that I was directly in contact with, because I know it was not the person I was directly in contact with. And I'm going to repetitively say that, because nobody is going to put anything on her as if she was freaking wrong, because she was not. She was not wrong. So I gotta be clear, because I already know the people over her will try to say, well, she's the one who said, no. Where did she get it from? She didn't say anything to me that she didn't get from y'all. So y'all not going to try to throw her under the bus. Not on my watch. No siree. She didn't come out of nowhere with that. She did not come out of nowhere with that. So you're not going to do that. You're not going to say, well, who's the person who told you that it wasn't acceptable? She's the person that told you it was acceptable? Oh, well, she was wrong for that. Fuck y'all. I know what this is. Y'all, she knows what it is too. And as I said in another thing, I will go. I will be considering an exit plan if it wasn't made right. Cause I'd be like, oh, y'all really still on some bullshit. I wouldn't tell y'all that. I see that y'all on some bullshit, but I would recognize that y'all on some bullshit. Cause obviously you're on some bullshit. And it literally poured out of me. I didn't even think about it until it was coming through me. Like, I have to address this. I can't be like, well, you know what? You guys are not the right fit for me because I'm a woman of integrity. And even though you guys say you are of integrity, you're not acting of integrity if you are scrutinizing me different than you would scrutinize a white person. You're scrutinizing me different than you would scrutinize a white person. And that is part of the issue here in America, in our educational systems, in our medical systems, in our justice systems. Why are white people held at a different standard with the same system? Why are there differences? Why? Because I'm sure that Billy Bob, who's now 41, wouldn't be questioned about the age of 23. Well, how many of 23-year-olds are in college and drinking and partying and possibly, you know, they may have some police contact. And that wasn't even the situation. I don't even remember, but I know that wasn't it. Because at 23, I wasn't living a typical 23-year-old life. I was a mother, and I was a wife in an abusive relationship, and I was worried about just maintaining my children and my household. That's it. So whatever contact I had at 23, whatever, it wasn't the same as being just completely reckless and being intoxicated as most 23-year-olds are doing at that time in their life when they're not with the responsibilities of being an adult. But because I'm not only because I'm brown, because I'm not just brown, I'm not just black. I'm absolutely not African American, which is two freaking continents. I am an American national, and I love my nation, and I love myself, and I love my heritage, and I am indigenous here. My people didn't come over here on no boat, not saying anything for the slave trade, because my people were enslaved or prisoners of war, if we're going to be absolutely correct. Oh yeah, my ancestors did go through those things, but they did not travel the Atlantic to do that. They were here already. When they traveled, it was Pangea. The motherfuckers was connected. The plates hadn't even shifted and the continents had not separated when my ancestors were on this initially touched foot to this land. So, understand my passion, understand my love, understand my connection, and please know my natural authority here, right here on this soil. Please know that. Please know that, and that I am aware of it, and that I appreciate being aware of it, because it is nothing but God. It is nothing but divinity. While I'm saying God, I'm not talking about a person in the sky. I'm talking about the life force that is breathing through every human being on this planet right now. That force right there, that force is how I know who the heck I am. That force is how I am where I am. That force that today I added something to my prayers, and I am seeing the results of it, where I said, I surrendered to that. And this is why we're having this discussion, because trust and believe, my mind, my logic would have said, don't do it. Don't have that discussion. Just focus on your company. Just focus on this. Just focus on the things that you have to focus on, and don't worry about those things. If they're going to fall apart, let them fall apart. And the divinity in me said, no, you can be a positive impact to prevent it from falling apart. Because if it falls apart, who is it going to affect? It ain't just going to affect the people at the top. It's going to trickle down and affect a lot of different people. So, this is why I'm here having this discussion so passionately on a Saturday. Because we got to change it. You got to change it. So I'm online and I'm looking for other companies, because I'm like, I got the education. I passed the test. I could go with another company. And oh my God, there's so many other companies. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I even sent an email to another company. And then I'm like, I got to get my actual license, because I took the test for the license, but you have to apply for the license. So I'm like, okay. Went on to the website, the state website. How do I apply for the license? Well, I'm on the state website, and I go and I'm going through by the document that I filled out when they was being scrutinizing of a dismissed case of 18 years ago. Can we say that? Because if I really wanted to be really vindictive, I wouldn't even be talking about this. But I'm not here for that. I'm here for things to change. So here's the opportunity for you to change things. I am up to my already eyebrows with legal stuff. I'm good. I am all the way good. Don't fuck with me, and I won't fuck with you. That's how I am. That's how I move. That's my mode of operandi. If you fuck with me, then it's a different story. And I don't believe these people intentionally fucked with me. I just feel like they need to be aware of their practices, because you're going to apply the same standard you apply to a brown woman here in America. It's the same practices you're going to apply to a white woman, the same practices you're going to apply to a white man. And if you're not applying those practices to a white man and to a white woman, then we need to have a discussion. I don't need to talk to an attorney. I'm not going to talk to an attorney. You can fix this. I believe in communication. I believe in giving people the opportunity to correct their errors, because I don't believe that people are just intentionally doing shit fucked up. I just think that they have been programmed and used to a certain way of way things being, and those ways, unfortunately, were fucked up ways, but they may not know the intricate parts behind the fucked up ways. They may be just looking at it on a surface level. I'm always analyzing things multidimensionally. I'm looking at the surface, I'm looking at the middle, I'm looking at the root, I'm looking at the cause all the time. Everything, all the time. That is who I am. That's how my brain works. That's how I operate. That's how everything is in coercion with each other. My brain, my heart, all of that. That's how it operates. Full disclosure, full transparency, right? And so I put in this information. I've contacted the state. I've sent the state an email because I'm like, well, what do I got to do? Because I don't know what to do. These people were basically walking me through the process until they started scrutinizing me. And I was like, I'm not having that. And I was like, okay, let me just go this way because I'm not about to argue with the person that I know that I already feel a connection with. And I know y'all putting pressure on her. I know y'all. Okay? Y'all think y'all study us? Really? Y'all think y'all study us? Know that you are being studied too, okay? The studying is going back and forth. You observing me, and when I travel, I'm observing your mannerisms. I'm observing how you are with your children. I'm observing how you are with each other. I'm observing, okay? And New York City gives the perfect opportunity to observe diverse individuals, okay? And see the patterns. And so I already know. I know what happened. I didn't have to be there. I didn't have to hear it, what the conversation was, to know how the conversation went. I already know. So like I said, y'all not about to throw her under the bus. And my agitation is directed towards the motherfuckers who tried it. Y'all tried it. Y'all tried it and y'all thought that it was good. And I thought it was good too, because honestly, I was like, fuck it. It would be useful. I would be lying to say that it would not be useful to be making 100K. But do I have to risk myself? Do I have to lower myself for it? Nope. I don't gotta do that for nothing in life. I don't have to fit into anybody's box to have anything at all. So if it's for me, it's for me. If it's not for me, I'm okay with that not being for me. I know that the businesses that I am building are lucrative. I know that it's going to take time. I'm willing to put in the time. I've already put in the time. We're in 2024. My cafe started in 2020. Already 4 years I'm in without no profits. And I have not stopped. I have not let go. I have not given up. I'm still going forward. Okay, so you got me misconstrued. You got me fucked up if you think I'm the typical 41-year-old. I am not. I am I don't even want to go into the percentage or whatever, because I think those percentages are shifting. So I am going to go into that. But I am who I am. And that's just as simple as that, right? So anyway, as I'm doing that, I realized I need to get when I go into the state site, I see, before I email the state directly, I see that there are like different questions, like FAQs almost. And I see like a fingerprint thing on there. So I'm like, oh, in order for me to even have my license, I have to, that has to be clear. But see, company clearance and state clearance is two different things. State clearance is, you don't have anything, which I don't have anything. Company clearances, well, you don't have anything, but we want to know, because, you know, we just want to know. What you want to know? None of your goddamn own business to know anything. What did the judge say? Okay? Judge say, dismiss, right? This 18 years ago? You want to know something about 18 years ago? Really? Do y'all really want to have a conversation about past stuff? Because I'm pretty sure we gonna talk about past stuff. Let's talk about it all. Let's talk about the injustices. Let's talk about slavery. Let's talk about these things. Don't be like, oh, it's not applicable now. And you know, we have this percentage of colored people working for us, so we are leaders in the diversity and inclusion. We are leaders because we are diversified, our company, and we have included colored people to work here. So, no, we are not part of that. Bullshit. like that little meme, a bullshit. You're not part of it. So you're telling me if Billy Bob, and I'm going to just use that name, Billy Bob is my way of giving a name to a white man. Billy Bob came and applied. He would have got that same scrutiny. Hell no. Hell no, Billy Bob. You would have already assumed that whatever it was, especially we talk about nonviolent. So we're not talking about an assault. We're not non-theft. We're not talking about a theft. No drugs. We're not even, no, none of that. None of that. None of that. You, I don't even know what it means. Terroristic threat. I know what threat means, and from what has been educated to us as far as terrorists is somebody from a whole nother nation. So who, I'm from this nation, so obviously I'm not a terrorist, obviously. And a threat is somebody saying they're going to do something. They just saying they're going to do something. So I don't even know why that's in the penal system, but it is. Okay. 23. Let's think about 23-year-olds. What do 23-year-olds say out of their mouths? 23-year-olds say a lot out of their mouths. So you got all of these factors, and you're not gonna clear it because you want to know the detail. The detail is don't fuck with me. Here's the detail. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me. I am that I am. I'm not only just a woman of integrity. I'm a woman who is aware of who she is. So respect that. I ain't coming. I'm vigilant. I am vigilant. Obviously, this vigilant part of me is what is speaking right now. I am vigilant. I don't like to see people bullied. I don't like to see people treated unfairly. I am vigilant. Yes, I am. That I am. I have been like that since a baby. Okay, literally, elementary school. My fights, my physical fights, junior high school, my physical fights was defending myself sometimes, but often defending other motherfuckers too. That's what I did, okay? Until I decided that I am not going to do that because I don't have to do that, you know, physically. But I still do it in other ways. And that's why we're having this conversation, because no. You bullied my homegirl. And I know she's not officially my homegirl, but you bullied her. You bullied her, you put a battery in her back, you put her in a position, and then you try to act like the shit was okay. And she know it ain't okay. She know y'all full of shit. She know, but she's in a position, because she's a mama. And she got babies to feed, and college tuitions to be concerned about, and futures that she has already planned out, because you guys have painted the picture that you on her side. Like, you was on the side of diversity and inclusion. But if you truly was on the side of diversity and inclusion, you wouldn't be questioning what happened 18 years ago of something that has already been cleared and closed. You would be like, oh, 23? I remember when I was 23. No big deal. And that's it. And that's it. It would have been no paper to fill out, no nothing. It would have been like, oh, dismiss, oh, no big deal. You know, we're just going to keep an eye on her. You know, we want to keep an eye. Make sure she don't say anything, because we got enough lawsuits. We don't want another one. So make sure she don't say the wrong thing to a client. You know, just got to make sure she's talking correctly. You know, she might be a little left winged, you know, gotta make sure, gotta make sure. And that would have been it. That would have been it. But no, no, no. You put pressure and you bullied my homegirl, and I feel a way about it. I know y'all bullied her. She don't have to tell me. She probably never will tell me. But I feel it. I feel it in my spirit that y'all bullied her. And I feel a way about it. I feel a way about it. However, nonetheless. This is how things have played out thus far. Because I have already contacted FINRA. I have direct contacts with FINRA. If you don't know what FINRA is, I believe, a federal department that deals with finance. Okay, so I contacted FINRA already because I want a copy of my prints. I had already contacted them for a copy of it. It was like, contact the company that was assisting me. So I'm like, okay, cool. But I'm like, I decided that perhaps that company is not a good fit. So I went back to FINRA and I was like, hey, so yeah, I don't think they're a good fit for me. Can you just directly send me a copy of them and let me know what the process is, right? So after I did that, it was like a rabbit hole. You know, I no premeditation, no anything. It was just straight from, this is what happened. This is the steps of what happened. So I go on there and I see, I go into my email and I see like that paper, you know, because when I sent the email to the state, I sent a copy of my test results. I sent a copy of my, the paper. I believe I sent a copy of the paper. I don't know if I sent a copy of the paper. I sent it to somebody, you know, and I was like, wait a minute. No, let me back up. I seen the paper. And it sparked something in me because it was like, I can't believe they still would not accept this. I can't believe that they would not clear this. You know, so then I said, you know what, let me directly, after I emailed FINRA, I said, let me email the company. So I emailed the company to, not a particular person. I don't know who's going to get this email, but I emailed requesting a copy of my prints. I put a copy of the letter that I had already, well, not the letter, it's a document, that PDF file. I had already, shared it with the lady that was assisting me, and I also, you know, just gave them all my thing, and I think I also included my security license, because here's the thing, what we're not going to do, we're not going to act like Miss Bay is just a typical person. This is just what we're not going to do. We're not going to do that. You have no justification for feeling away when I have already proven. And I know I said this in another podcast, I still hold keys to places, and these places are still secure, okay? Because I hold the keys to it, okay? Because whatever is connected to me is going to be safe and freaking secure, period. So don't act like you're concerned. Well, we're concerned because you're going to be handling sensitive information. I have been handling sensitive, classified shit since for a while. Okay? Didn't just start just now. Okay? So, that is like baby food. The only difference is with that baby food is the monetary stuff that's attached to it. And not saying that the other stuff that was being handled didn't have value, because it had more value. We're talking about not pieces of paper. We're not talking about lines of credit. We're talking about actual freaking physical property and actual places where not just pieces of paper, but actually databases and all type of stuff. Okay? We're talking about corporate Manhattan. If corporate Manhattan has already trusted, already see that I am a woman of integrity, already see that I'm a woman of value. One of my companies that I was with, I brought them somebody who had over 30 something years of experience, okay? She has went into that company and outshined everybody, to the fact that the building that she secures is an HRC building, okay? So if you know about HRC, we're not talking about a little tenement building that has a corporate office. We're talking about major corporate buildings, okay? We're talking about billions, probably trillions dollars of real estate and assets, okay, that's being secured. That when she ain't there, they don't want nobody less than a supervisor there. That's how good she is. Okay? That's the value that I bring to places and companies. I increase their value. Not all companies are going to recognize it. Not all companies are going to want me right there, you know, because my presence can sometimes be a little, I don't know how people take my presence, but uncomfortable. My presence can sometimes make people feel uncomfortable, because that is the level of integrity we're talking about. We're talking about the level of integrity that I don't even have to say anything. My vibration is going to make anybody who has any type of thought or whatever feel away. They're gonna feel away, and vice versa. Those who are of the same cloth, so to speak, they're gonna feel good. They're gonna be like, oh, this our dog right here. God, where the hell you been? The fuck? We need your ass up in this motherfucker. And that's just how it is. So I went from that email. From that email, I also seen a Facebook thing. I don't know why I clicked it, but I did. It was straight spirit. When I tell you how spirit moves sometimes, oh man. So, because normally, what the heck, I definitely wouldn't have, but I did. I clicked it. It was in the email, the link, and I clicked it, and it took me to their page. And what is the first thing I see on their page from 3 days ago? 3 days ago, I see something that says, "We are the leader in diversity and inclusion," and I could not be quiet, because what you're not going to do is paint a picture that you're a leader in diversity and inclusion where you have different standards for different people. It shouldn't be different standards for different people. It should be the same standard across the board. So if you have a white male that has completed the educational requirements for your company, has passed the state exams, so he's showing his competency in the subject matter, coachable, communicating with you, open, transparent with you, and you get all the way to the stage of fingerprinting. And they do that, and they're like, oh, something's coming up. And he lets you know. He lets you know, hey, I've had some political involvement. I've made some corrections to my status. However, these are my core values. This is what I stand on, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. Like, he has been upfront and forward with all of that. So, you know, he's not one of those nationalists that that are like a redneck nationalist, okay? He don't have that type of ideology. Like, oh no, I'm a nationalist and, you know, you're messing with my freedoms. Nope, he's the type of nationalist that believes in diplomacy, believes in fairness, believes in righteousness. You know, he's different, you know? He's not a redneck, you know? He's somebody that has developed himself and is constantly developing himself. He is someone of integrity. He has shown that. He has shown that to you. He's family oriented. He's a loving parent. He ain't trying to throw over nothing. He's just trying to be the best man that he can be and serve as best as he can be to not only better him and his family, but also better his community, also better his freaking country that he loves. He loves his land, that he loves the land that he's on. He sees the good. He has a relationship with the nation. So he is not claiming that to be sovereign over anybody but himself. And he's not saying I'm detaching myself. He's saying I'm being my authentic self. This is who I am. So this is who I'm going to be. I'm going to just be me. That's all he's saying. That's all he's saying. And you got the audacity to say, well, you know what? 18 years ago, it said you said something to some people. We want to know what you said to those people. What? You want what? Excuse me, pardon me, I don't know. I don't remember. And it's not applicable because it was dismissed. It don't say closed. Like it was something that went forward. It was dismissed. Whatever it was dismissed. And this man has, and I'm referring to if this was a white man, because it wasn't a white man. But if it was a white man, and all of those things were part of the making up of him, he wouldn't even been questioned. It would have been like, okay, yep, he's right. It is dismissed. Yep. Yep. We don't even have a right to ask. I mean, we could ask because, you know, we could do whatever we want to do. But we don't have a right to ask. No. You know why? You know why they wouldn't have done that to a white man? Because let me tell you what a white man would have done. A white man wouldn't have said, you know what? This is not a good fit. A white man would have called an attorney and they would have gotten a fucking subpoena to show the fuck up in court and answer for their discrimination. They would have to answer for their discrimination. And then they would have been trying to really throw homegirl under the bus, because they would have been like, well, we wasn't even aware. That was just a conversation that they had there. Well, now it's a conversation that has gotten to Madison. Now it's a conversation that she's going to let them know who told her what. And I'm sure she got records of who told her what. It wasn't a decision that she made up on her own. You guys made that decision. She could care fucking less. It was no big deal. And she put in her best efforts to assist me and be supportive to me. But no, the people who were putting batteries in her back were the people in the wrong. And I tried to walk away from it. God knows I tried to walk away from it. But something inside of me refused to allow me to walk the fuck away from it. So I have no idea how this is going to pan out. I don't know how they're going to respond to it, because I wanted to be clear. Listen, it wasn't that she told me that they wasn't going to hire me. She just told me what they told her. That's what happened. And I sensed it, because she didn't tell me nobody told her it. But hello, we intuitive. Come on now, stop playing. Stop playing like we don't got intuitions. Like we can't figure stuff out. Like we got to be in the room to know what y'all doing. We don't got to be in the room. We see the results. We are living the results. Our whole economy is living the results of your fucked up decisions and your fucked up ideologies. Okay? The whole fucking economy. It ain't even, you try to keep it, oh, we gotta do this because we gotta have these people this way. It don't even operate like that no more. It don't even operate like that no more. My cousin is my newscaster. You know, she keeps me up to date with the political stuff that's going on. And she broke down Road and Wade to me. So I was like, you know, like, break this down. Y'all overturned Road versus Wade? What are y'all doing? Oh, y'all think it's just going to affect women that you have titled to be minorities? But now it's also affecting white women that live in rural areas. And y'all doing silly stuff, like charging women that's having miscarriages for what? What kind of desperation is going on? No. We're going to stop this. We're going to stop this madness right here. We don't need to get any madder. I think the fact that you have a man that is being that is in an active trial and also an active campaign at the same time, that should be the Mount Everest of the madness. We don't need to go any further here in this nation, okay? Because we've reached the top of the madness. We got it. We see it. We see the fucking foolery that is going on. So now let's take some breaths. Let's take some deep breaths. We can recover from this, especially if we stop it all right now. We stop it all right now, our recovery process will not be that bad. won't be that bad. What are some things we could work on to improve this shit? There's a lot of things. A lot of things. But what I could work on personally is being my authentic self. And I encourage you listeners all the time to tap into your divinity consciously, to use that as, to utilize that as your anchor, especially in these times, because you just don't know. When you have that anchor, no matter how the winds blow, you'll be anchored, you'll be fine, because things are going to change. And not everybody is going to want to be a part of the progression of humanity. Some people want to hold on to these old ways until they're no longer even incarnated, and hopefully when they come back as new babies, they'll be different. But some people are not going to relinquish. Some people are going to want to relinquish the old ways because they don't want to see their grandchildren go through things that they don't have to go through. These people, these young people that were arrested at Columbia are some people's grandchildren. Yeah, your very own grandchildren got bombarded by the NYPD. And you feel away. Just because they were standing up for stopping genocide, stopping war. Like, there's some people that's like, you know what? I'm comfortable. Yeah, I love all these luxuries that I have. I may have done, they may have felt, they may have done some things that were unjust to get there. And maybe they feel guilty. Maybe they feel that they can't do. Listen, listen. You can change at any freaking time. You can change how you do things at any frick. You can do things better at any time. And it may be complex, but it really all starts with you. You can change how you look at things. You can change how you do things. You can change yourself. And when you change yourself, you can get into those quiet spaces and figure out solutions to any challenge, any problem. So don't think that your past actions have you confined, because they don't. Only thing that has you confined is your mentality. And if you want to see things get better, then be part of it. Be a part of it. Don't hold on to the old. Begin to let go. Begin to open up your awareness to new possibilities and begin to apply yourself there. That's all I have to say. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Super T Podcast Show. You just don't know what's going to come out, but you know it's going to be authentic. So, once again, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this Saturday. Hopefully not any more revolutionary shit. You know, it's important to take care of yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually, you know. So ways that you can take care of yourself mentally is being conscious of how much media input you intake, right? And being conscious of the type of entertainment that you intake, you know. I spoke about this in a recent episode that I don't watch things that have to do with war or violence or any of that stuff. Like, first of all, it's not entertaining to me. And second of all, I'm not interested in watching that in the shape, form, or matter of a movie or anything, you know. So when I do take the time to entertain myself, because you have to have a balance, right? It's things that I like, you know. It's something that's funny. It's something that's family oriented. I watch tunes, okay? I watch tunes, and not just, what's those Japanese cartoons? Not anime, because anime be adulting, right? I do like anime, but I watch all type of tunes. I watch tunes from anime to the new digital graphical stuff that they have out there. I watch it. I'm a Disney fan. I got Mickey Mouse on my around my neck right now, because even though Walt Disney may have not been a perfect man, he may have done things that were questionable, you know, his vision in you know, the certain things that he was implementing and sharing through the creation of his brand was that with your mind, you can do whatever you want to do. And that is one of the keys to us making things better. We have to see them better first. We have to visualize them. We have to know that it's possible. We can't just be like, oh my God, there's so many weapons. There's so much war. We don't know what to do. We're just going to just drink and give up. No, 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 no. There's nothing wrong with having a cocktail here and there, okay? But don't give up. Don't think that there's no possibilities. And don't be waiting for somebody to come out the sky, okay? Know that the change has to start with you. So it starts with your mentality. It starts with your actions. It starts with your choices. It starts with you. So that's the best thing you can do. If you do nothing else for the world on this whole, right? You becoming the best version of you, a loving, peaceful, kind, happy, healthy person. You becoming that and treating people fairly, you becoming that, defending your loved ones, defending what you believe in lovingly from a space of love, if you become that, that is enough. That is enough. Because your spirit will guide you towards what you should be doing. It could be creating art. It could be creating music. It could be serving in a governmental office. But it could be also picking up trash. It could be working at a recycling agency. It could be cleaning offices. It could be so many different things. So many different things. So work on you. Okay? Work on you. And thank you for tuning into the Super C Podcast Show. Make sure you click the links in the description. And I appreciate you all. Know that things are getting better, and the way that happens is that it starts with you.